Now, the rest of the story. They appeared a perfect couple, a rising young actress who called herself Lan, L-A-N, and her boyfriend, a professional football player. To admiring acquaintances, they were the beauty and the knight. That is, K-N-I-G-H-T, as in shining armor. That's how the striking they were. They lived not far from each other on Layfield Street in the French Quarter. And whenever the young football star was playing a home game, Lan went to cheer from the stands. In the beginning, their meetings were brief and seldom private. The athlete was much intrigued by Lan's loveliness and seeming shyness. And Lan, not yet as famous as her football-playing boyfriend, basked eagerly in the reflected glory. Then one night, the two went to the movies. It was A Beauty's Heart playing at the Carlton Theater. In the tenderest moments of the plot, Lan gazed longingly at the handsome young man beside her, and during the love scenes, she drew close to him. Had he misjudged Lan's shyness, the football player wondered, was there perhaps more to her than met the eye? Well, he found out very quickly. After the show, Lan suggested a nearby hotel where the couple could be alone. Her boyfriend had barely walked into the room on the fourth floor when Lan began kissing him passionately. I'm going to give you unsurpassable pleasure, she announced, and she proceeded to do just that. Now, the young athlete had believed himself experienced with women. An hour later, he was left half-dazed and half-dead on the hotel bed, and Lan was gone. That was their first and last such encounter. Might anyone have warned the young man? Probably not. For the sweet young girl he thought he'd got, quite someone else beneath the surface, one day would be remembered as her nation's number one man-killer sex bot, a lust'em and leave'em love machine who could grind the most macho male to powder. As a teenager, Lan had traveled from town to town breaking hearts. When a love affair displeased her, she left seeking greener pastures. Once in a big city, she became fascinated with the stage and then motion pictures, and with characteristic energy and determination, she began a promising career as an actress. She adored the bohemian life, the interesting night spots, the radical politics, the walk on the wild side, and of course the men, uncountable in number. She was quite beautiful in those days, or at least hauntingly physically attractive, which is not necessarily the same thing. She changed her name at least twice that we know of before deciding on Lan. Lan Ping, which means blue apple in Chinese. For the big city in which she rose to fame as an actress and a seductress was Shanghai. And her professional athlete boyfriend, whose name was Li, L-I, was a Chinese football player. Hers was a decadent world of Western glamour on a Mae Westian scale until the day she asked the head of the whole country to come up and see her sometime. And he did. You remember Lan not for the teasing, but the terror. The ferocious female leader of a drab, colorless, cringing population. A population larger than that of any nation on earth. Friends from the 1930s recall a starry-eyed, chronic coquette. But the woman you know, Yang Ting, alias Lin Wei, alias Lan Ping, alias Madame Mao Zedong, is remembered best by history by her solitary nickname, the Dragon Lady. And now you know the rest of the story.